News release. Colorado Department of Transportation. The Colorado Department of Transportation will begin repairs on the bridge over I-25 at WCR 34 that was badly damaged in a collision on August 8 to allow Weld County Road 34 westbound traffic to drive over the bridge in a one-lane configuration. Work on Monday and Tuesday nights, pending weather and material availability, will install concrete barriers and netting under the bridge to catch potential loose bridge debris to allow one-way traffic on the north side of the bridge. The bridge was hit around 6 p.m. on August 8 when a truck hauling an overheight excavator traveling northbound struck the WCR 34 overpass bridge on I-25. The bridge sustained debilitating damage to the bridge beams. Interstate traffic was closed until 4 a.m. the next day, until CDOT bridge experts determined traffic was safe to travel under the bridge. CDOT bridge crews have been assessing the damage and have determined the structural integrity of the bridge can support one lane of traffic to connect westbound travelers on WCR 34 across I-25. On Monday and Tuesday nights, from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m., I-25 traffic will be detoured to the on and off ramps at WCR 34 to allow crews to install netting, barricades, and other work to prepare the bridge to handle one-way westbound traffic by the end of next week. Roadway work will also need to be performed to repair damage caused by the skidding backhoe and diesel fuel that was spilled as a result of the crash. The roadway repair will require that I-25 traffic be detoured to the on and off ramps at WCR 34 between 9 p.m. and 5 a.m. to allow crews to replace the top layer of asphalt on the damaged section. This work is expected to occur in late August and possibly into the beginning of September, depending on weather and material availability. The next stage of the repairs will take place over the next 4 months to get the bridge repaired to accommodate two-way traffic as it did before the crash. Intermittent one-lane night closures may be needed to perform bridge safety inspections. Expect night work from 9 p.m. to 5 a.m. with minimal delays on I-25 during this time. Be sure to check cotrip.org to see when delays are scheduled. Project contact information. Project phone line 720-593-1996. Project email, northe25expresslanes@gmail.com. Project website, www.codot.gov/project/north-i-25. Sign up for weekly project updates by logging onto the project website and filling out the right side form to subscribe to project updates. Know before you go. Travelers are urged to know before you go. Gather information about weather forecasts and anticipated travel impacts and current road conditions prior to hitting the road. CDOT resources include road conditions and travel information, cotrip.org. Download the Cotrip Planner app, bit.ly/cotripop. Sign up for project or travel alerts, bit.ly/conewsalerts. See scheduled construction lane closures, bit.ly/lane closures. Connect with at Colorado. On social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube. Remember, slow for the cone zone. The following tips are to help you stay safe while traveling through maintenance and construction work zones. Do not speed in work zones. Obey the posted speed limits. Stay alert. Expect the unexpected. Watch for workers. Drive with caution. Don't change lanes unnecessarily. Avoid using mobile devices such as phones while driving in work zones. Turn on headlights so that workers and other drivers can see you. Be especially alert at night while driving in work zones. Expect delays, especially during peak travel times. Allow ample space between you and the car in front of you. Anticipate lane shifts and merge when directed to do so. Be patient. Download the Cotrip app. The new free Cotrip Planner mobile app was designed to meet the growing trend of information on mobile and tablet devices for the traveling public. The Cotrip Planner app provides statewide, real-time traffic information, and works on mobile devices that operate on the iOS and Android platforms. Visit the Google Play Store, Android devices, or the Apple Store, iOS devices, to download.